WaveAct, the web-free software company that understands what you want.
Hi everyone, welcome at WaveAct. Today with Max Jampolsky, who is the founder and CEO of One Click Crypto. And today we talk about a super exciting and, as everyone out there already knows, super relevant topic as well, that's Web3 and AI, a powerful duo for the 21st century. So first of all, thanks Max for being here. It's really a pleasure talking with you. And yeah, starting out, I want you to give, let's say, or basically give us an overview of what you're working on. I think it's interesting for the audience to know what you're spending your time on right now, because yeah, it's definitely, I find it exciting.
Sure. My background is mainly in product development. So I've run a couple of IT agencies in the past for Web 2 and Web 3. We've built like enterprise level projects, web and mobile apps for fintech, gaming, and eventually blockchain businesses. And I slowly transitioned to kind of building my own ventures over the last 4 years. And since then, I'm full-time in crypto. We started from building like a decentralized, not a hedge fund, but like an asset management app with trading bots for crypto. And we got it to about 12.4 million in assets under management. But then the FTX collapse and all the stuff. So we went to pivot into DeFi. So the project that I'm working on is called One Click Crypto. And it's like an AI powered robo advisor for DeFi.
Okay. First of all, thanks for that. And secondly, I'm now a little bit interested. Also, our last call is, I think, how many months ago? I don't remember anymore, to be honest. But I really would love to know, how does that actually work, right? How do you get the data? How do you, if you can talk about that, build the model to actually have such a probably very powerful robo-advisor?
Yeah, so with blockchain, it's actually quite easy because most of the data is open source, right? You have the on-chain analytics, you have also GitHub data, which is for most of the decentralized project is open source. You have Twitter and shit ton of other public media websites you can scrape the data from. And you have the exchanges and, you know, like the market data, prices, volumes, and all this stuff. So there is just so much data you can use to train meaningful models for AI. And, you know, with that capacity, we are taking for now just a limited set of data. We're working with on-chain data. So like, imagine that you have a wallet, right? And you have probably like some history of transactions on the wallet. You deposited some crypto, you sent some crypto, you invested some crypto, maybe you farmed on certain protocols. So there is some like footprint about you on the chain. So with AI, what you can do is you can basically take that record of you, your history on the blockchain, put it through the model, which will analyze your kind of investment profile. Are you like a rookie guy or like a newbie investor, or maybe you're like a experienced DEX trader and farmer? Do you have a lot of capital, or are you just starting out in crypto? And based on that profile, it will like suggest you, hey, this is the might be interesting project for you, or might be interesting farm for you. This is kind of for your particular investment profile, what would be the, you know, the most relevant opportunity on the market? And, you know, with all this data out there, it's quite easy to implement through the latest models, AI models.
Okay, cool stuff. So basically it's a personalized advisor and less of that's
it's
the
super
pattern.
personalized. Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. Talking about AI and Web3, which are both considered by some people as some kind of, we both know they both have fundamental value, right? But some people think either one or even both are somewhat buzzwords, in some contexts at least, right? How, let's say, or what kind of business cases besides that, advising on possible investments in DeFi, do you possibly see for AI in Web3, for example?
Oh, there are lots. Like, well, everything that's dealing with data, you can think of ways to simplify and make the better user experience. For example, security, right? When you're on your wallet and you want to send transaction to someone, you're kind of copy pasting some wallet address that you want to send money to, and the wallet doesn't know anything about that address. It's just a number of symbols, it's a string. So what AI can do actually is to analyze that wallet that you just pasted in the interface and see how, like, maybe it's suspicious or how secure would be the transaction to that wallet. Maybe that wallet had like a past history of scamming people, or like many people reported this wallet or something like that. So the your interface could notify you about the transaction might be suspicious. So like, pay attention. Are you sure you want to send it out to this particular person? And I think like some products already do that. For example, when you want to withdraw money from Binance Exchange, at some points they have you to go through some questionnaire, like, do you know this person? Like, are you sure you want to send it out, etc., etc. So with AI, you can even boost it capacity. Other cases would be maybe like dealing with other on-chain data, like kind of when Web2 migrating to Web3, like supply chain or healthcare, like when you want to manage your records, medical records, or like suppliers records on chain, you can basically have a model to suggest you some insights based on that data for supply chain, like what kind of suppliers might be relevant to you, where you can optimize your chain, etc., etc. For healthcare would be like what kind of health aspects you want to pay attention to. So like, there are, where there is data, the capacity of AI will just enhance the experience to like amazing levels.
You said a couple of very interesting things now, especially when it comes to somewhat rating wallet addresses, for example, right? With AI, it's always some kind of a black box most of the time, right? That's one of the big issues many people see in AI, and many people work on that, right? To make the results that an AI gives you, let's say, somewhat traceable. You know why the AI gives you that answer, right? You don't just get an answer out of the blue and don't know why you got that answer. And that begs the question for me, because I've heard something like that in the past, that whoever has the power of that model actually for sure decides what comes out of it, right? Especially if it's a black box, you have this, let's say, trust that you need to give towards that AI model, right? You need to trust the AI. It gives you a reasonable or trustworthy response. And what I have heard in the past is that some people seem to work on some kind of decentralized, I'm not sure if it actually makes sense, but decentralized models. Have you heard from that, or am I just throwing something at you and you think, well, that's something I haven't heard of yet, which is okay.
Decentralized models, yeah, I don't think like it can really work out very well, because you still need to have like a centralized training environment for the model, and the process has to be like controlled. What can be decentralized is the data. So what one of the cool projects actually is doing, it's called Numer AI, is like also like a decent hedge fund, but they what they do is they allow people to submit their data, like it's maybe from stocks, from technical indicators, etc., etc., like a raw data, and then that raw data is used by the models of Numer AI, and who like from whose data the models can derive the best trading results, they get like tokens, like rewards, bonuses, etc. So they incentivize people to provide high quality like market data, stock data, technical analysis data, and in return they reward them with some tokens, and at the same time benefit on their hedge fund side because this data generates them returns. So that's quite an interesting case, I would say.
Fully agree on that, and I had some kind of, funnily, somewhat, I had a few discussions this week already about AI. For sure everyone talks about AI, right? But specific projects, and this was a huge topic, right? Having these, some kind of data sharing capabilities, if I understood you correctly, that you can actually monetize your data. If you're a company, for example, you give it away, right? But charge for it, right? These kind of things, this use case, is for sure in our somewhat decentralized world, Web3. This is not really necessary most of the time. As you said, data is mostly public, right? But there are certainly blockchains, especially privacy chains and similar, where this could be interesting at some point as well. My thought process, why I'm saying this, is what do you think, let's say, are some actual killer applications for AI in that space, right? Could be GameFi, could be DeFi, could be whatsoever, I don't know. But something that businesses can actually grasp for themselves. What do you think could be some potential interesting applications?
Or AI in blockchain, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. So you already spoke about that wallet integration, right? And suspicious activity. But are there also some fields where businesses can actually build products for themselves? Like the wallet game is, you know, it's still a fight, right? But we already have huge players. But are there some fields where you think, well, this could be an opportunity, or this or this?
Yeah, I don't think like there is necessarily an opportunity for a new field, but rather to enhance the existing fields, or like enhancing the user experience for existing products. Because with AI, you can really customize the experience for your customers, for your users, quite cheaply. So for example, like for gaming, you can, if you have some gamer that spends some time in playing your product, you have some records about him, like what kind of actions does he do in your game, what kind of What kind of dungeons does he go to? What kind of monsters does he kill? Where he wants to hang out, etc., etc. What kind of purchases does he want to make? So, like, giving this data to AI actually can help to suggest better content for that gamer. For example, if they like particular type of dungeons, the AI can like provide some incentives or like, hey, here is your daily quest to your favorite dungeon, and like make them to spend more time in the game, for example, or suggest like in-game purchases that would be super relevant to them. So like the AI can increase the value for both the customers, the users, by giving them more relevant content, as well as the business, because the users will spend more time in the game and they will probably spend more money in the game. So it's a win-win situation in both cases, most of the times.
Most of the times, when not?
I mean, when AI is actually harming the user, like, you know, it's like dilemma of the social, traditional social media like Instagram and TikTok and whatnot. Like, the AI working so good that it makes you spend so much time in these apps, but spending time and watching like videos is not actually the most productive use of your time, right? So the goals of AI are misaligned with the goals of the user, which is like creates conflict and is not really good for customer experience. To make sure that, you know, all is ethical and all is fair, you need to align the goals of the user with the goals of AI models.
I fully agree on that. The only thing that I see here is the probably fair point of companies, right? Because, well, if how could TikTok or anything like that exist if they don't do that, right? Nobody actually wants to spend time on watching funny videos, maybe one, maybe two, right? But everything beyond that is probably just, let's say, somewhat procrastination or somewhat like that. But really good point. I fully agree with that. That's how it should be in best case. One thing that I'm particularly a little bit interested in is building AI models in general, or let's say bad models, is not that difficult, right? But building accurate but good models is much more challenging, right? Having a high precision, actually making good forecasts, and especially when it comes to on-chain or that social media data that you are scraping for your own product, what kind of challenges have you faced throughout the journey?
There are many challenges because there are many like steps of the process. First, you start with like the purpose of the model. What should it do, right? What's its goal? And that's where also many people get stuck. Because you cannot like make very abstract goals with AI. You want to be as precise as possible. You cannot say like, I want the model to make money for me. Because the model will not really understand what it has to do actually to do that. So you have to be more specific. You might want to say, if you really want to make like a good AI model for, you know, for increasing your wealth, you might think in different directions. So you can develop a model that does trading, that makes money by predicting where to buy and where to sell. So this is one one direction you can go. You can build a model that can do stock picking or like coin picking. It doesn't trade, it just like creates a portfolio or picks the coins. So another model can be is that it reacts on certain news and certain events on social media, for example, when like maybe specific hashtag like Dogecoin or Bitcoin is mentioned too many times over the last 24 hours, the model can decide whether it's good to buy or good to sell, whatever. So you first have to specify like, hey, what exactly, what kind of use case I have that this model can solve for me and do it better than I would. And the second challenge is in the training process, because a lot of depends on the data. So you want to have your data, first of all, very clean. So yeah, there is a lot of data open source, like for free, but it doesn't mean that it's very clean. So there might be potential like gaps, or like there was outage in the data center. You might have like missing 24 hour, like 48 hours of data or something like that, which might affect the training model. There might be a lot of spam data. For example, if you're analyzing the social media data, a lot of posts are bots on Twitter, like fake. So you might want to develop a mechanism that will filter this data. So preparing the data is another step in the process where a lot of people like have a challenge. So once you have the data, it's also important to like label it. I mean, like depending on your use case, like what you want. For example, you have a data of trade history of like some trader. He made some good trades and made some bad trades in the past. But until you tell a model which of the trades is good and which one is bad, it will not know, right? So you might want to say model that, hey, if you do similar things that trader did for his good trades, you will earn money, for example. But you don't want to do the things that the trader did for his bad trades. So you need to label the good trades and the bad trades so the model understands what to look for and what to not to look for example. So like the next step is the actual training, and it's like also one of the big challenges, because there you can either underfit or overfit the model. There's like this concepts of overfitting and underfitting. Overfitting means like that you train the model so much on the initial set of data that when you give it a new set of data, it doesn't perform well. It can only perform well on the data that it was trained on. So it's very like specialized. And it's not very good for like trading AI or stock picking AI, because every day there are new environments, things keep changing. So if your model was trained on last year data, so this year it might be like failing miserably, for example. And underfitting also means that, yeah, it just doesn't perform well at all. It was not trained. So here you really need to find this right balance between overfit and underfit. And, you know, based on our experience of training models, like out of 300 models that go into training, maybe 10 pass the training stage, then they go into testing and only 3 of them pass this stage. And then they go to like real time testing and only 1 pass it. So like out of 300 models, maybe just 1 goes to production. That's how like the success rate is. But it can be very different for different applications. But there are so many ways to mess things up. So you have to really understand the challenge.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that definitely makes sense. So I think what we can say here is training a good model is a long, long process with a lot of, let's say, hiccups or issues that you need to overcome to actually have something that works sufficiently well. And yeah, I would say thanks for that, Max, really. I learned a lot myself. And maybe if you have, let's say, 3 things that you want people to remember from this call session, what would it be?
Yeah, undoubtedly that, you know, Web3 and AI are the technologies that gonna change how we live in the next 5, 10, 20 years. So like things from the point where we stand right now is going to accelerate at such a speed that most of the people on this earth will not be able to catch up. They already starting with this new developments in AI technology. So get ready to, you know, fasten your seatbelts, as they say. And it is up to you, like whatever you want to do with this information, like insight. So be prepared and learn, keep learning, right? So like keep educating yourself. If you're in crypto, you're probably looking into like some kind of investments or gains, but don't just blindly put your funds into some projects that you like from the first glance. Just learn to do your research, learn to understand what people are actually doing, what are the good projects, what are the bad projects, what are the properties of, you know, relevant things that people are building, how to do on-chain analysis and all those things, how to do your due diligence, study white papers, etc. So I think this one is important. And the third thing is just to stay positive and have a bright outlook on the future, because there are nowadays many people who like have this doomsday mindset, doomsday attitude. Oh, like the AI will capture the world, there will be Terminator, Skynet, we're all gonna die, etc., etc. But like, yeah, dude, like just chill and just enjoy what you can, right? And there is no reason to be negative. And like, I understand, like with this market situation in the last year, 2022 was very hard, but there are much more opportunities along the way in this year, I believe, and the next coming years. So yeah, just keep the positive outlook and spread the positivity as well. I would say these are the top 3 things to keep in mind.
Love it. Yeah. Hey, again, thanks, Max, for taking the time, for sharing your, let's say, nuggets or pieces of knowledge. And yeah, with that, also thanks to everyone watching. And yeah, talk soon.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
WaveAct, the Web3 software company that understands what you want.